When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
We wasn't even close to closing, bro. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and we just started smashing Snapple Apple and 99 apples, dog.
Oh my God.
Like making drinks in the shit, but then not rinsing the blender and then making other people's drinks with a frappuccino in the same blender we just made, like a 99 apple like smoothie.
If you or a loved one were personally victimized by the Kid Mero during his tenure at the Starbucks inside the Barnes & Noble on 77th Street and Broadway in New York City between the years of 2006 and 2008, you may be eligible for financial compensation.
The Kid Mero served me a chai latte, and I had an aneurysm in my penis. I suffered pain. I needed law.
Victims have suffered anywhere from moderate to severe ulcerative colitis or gynecomastia, a condition in which boys develop female breasts. If you or anyone you know have been victimized by this, call 1-809-SMD-FTB1.
I went into Barnes & Noble's to get a Bible for my grandmother. She wandered off to Starbucks and came back with arthritis and a plastic cock. I don't even know where she found it. I suffered pain and I need law.
It is our responsibility at Lambetoto Brothers Injury Law Firm to hold these people and entities accountable for their crimes against the public.
I went to Starbucks to get myself a nice Americano. When I walked out, I had 6 nipples. That's not acceptable in my family of Italians. I suffered pain. I needed law.
If you or someone you know have been victimized by the Kid Mero's debaucherous behavior at Starbucks, call 1-809-SMD-FTB1. That's 1-809-SMD-FTB1.
Dion, you've seen the frustration overlaps with the chronic cystation. He is now into the gangster mode.
Now I'm just like a victory light.
Yo, yo, yo! You fucking cowards, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Episode Ocho of Victory Light. You know what I'm saying? Let's bell the Salamat out of the house. Radio Wire, you know what I'm saying? Salamotum is out right now. Go cop that. You know what I'm saying? It's the flyest EP of the summer. Of the autumn, actually, because summer's over. You know what I'm saying?
Dark Summer was the flyest EP of the summer.
Of the summer. But, yo, there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? We here to inform y'all of what's going on in the world. Right now, y'all know this case has been going on with Young Thug. And, man, they're at the point in the case where they just throwing Hail Marys out here, bro. Acronymic Hail Marys. Because Young Thug's lawyer came out and said, Thug doesn't mean thug, like, in a literal sense of, like, yo, I'm a thug. It means truly humbled under God. And he used the Tupac defense of thug life, meaning the hate you give
little infants fucks everybody. Like, and he said that shit with a straight face in front of a fucking federal judge, B. This shit is getting out of hand, B.
I believe him, though. I love to believe him.
I was gonna say, Young Thug is an inspiration to the youth, man.
I believe him. I
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It makes sense that this... You didn't know that Stoner Life is actually not about smoking marijuana at all.
Oh, it's about...
Stoner is an acronym for striving to overcome negativity at every turn.
Oh, wow.
Magical.
Wow. Yo, and it's crazy because this goes back. There's a precedent for this. He's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
He's an acronym god. He told us back in the day that swag is someone who admires God. You know what I'm saying? So Young Thug is really just a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way it's so Rico.
Yeah, no, he's evangelizing through he's evangelizing the youth. That's what he's doing. Yo. He's helping the youth reach Christ. You know
what I'm saying?
That's what's happening.
That's it. He's just pushing positivity.
He's a modern day Yogi Bear, bro.
Exactly.
Don't push your positivity.
Exactly.
Boo-boo.
Yeah, yeah. he's taking a bite out of crime. That's what he's doing. That's what Thug is doing right now. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. That's what Jeffrey's doing.
He's taking a bite out of crime.
He's a model citizen.
That's right. He's taking a bite out of a perk in the middle of a courtroom.
How dare the federal government?
Yeah, listen, this is what I think about every day. I'm like, if this man was out on the streets, it's better that he's alive and out here than Henry Kissinger. We'll get into that later. But Young Thug is pushing positivity. He should be free, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's my opinion on that.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
When Thug said, "Live life, not a man, begin it, but then young begin it," it changed my life.
Yeah, bro.
Same. That's what inspired me to write a book.
Exactly.
Shit is magical.
Come on, man. It didn't begin. It's the beginning, bro. Come on, man. Yeah. It took this here lifestyle. This here lifestyle?
Yeah.
Bro, he inspired it, bro.
Oh, yeah. And this is only the beginning. You know? So I can't wait to see what Thug offers the youth in the future. Cannot wait to see it. Cannot wait to see what happens.
Yo, this is wild, bro, because this is fucked up, because this is like a real Rico case. You know what I'm saying? But like...
It's so unserious.
It's so fucking unserious, dog.
The approach is insane.
Fam, like I've had people that I know be involved in these types of federal cases. None of that shit is funny. This shit is completely unserious. They're coming up with acronyms. The only thing that's more unserious than this Rico is the fucking civil Rico that a boy DJ Gluttony.
Oh boy. Morning, everybody. It's your boy DJ Gluttony.
I got a civil Rico going on. Yo, I don't like, so I read this shit and it made sense, you know what I'm saying, right after the Thug shit, because it's a Rico. But I'm just like, what the fuck? It's a civil Rico, B. Like, you just, like, you don't, like, yo, you're guilty, but you don't go to jail, but you don't gotta. Rico refers to the Racketeer Influence of Corrupt Organizations Act of 1970 as provided in the DOJ, blah, 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 blah. So, listen, man, stop selling bodegas in Patterson. You know what I'm saying? Stop selling the fucking Theo's bodega in Patterson, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's too late.
I heard that Don Omar got caught in this. He lost a few bands.
Yes. Yeah. Don Omar?
Yo. Yes.
No, Elias! Elias! No! No! Not Don Omar! Hey, yo. No, fuck!
Perreando! Elias! Oh, my God.
Tell me he didn't lose...
Yo, Perreando!
Tell me he didn't lose all his straight back money.
No! He's still spending Danza Kuduro money, bro.
Bro, I feel like Don Omar is like Bizarro Jim Jones.
Jim Jones, that is perfect.
Yo. Jim Jones will leave the braid shop and be like, all right, now brush my shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Don Omar. Don Omar has never had not fresh braids ever.
Bruh.
His shit is always crispy.
That's a fucking fact, bro. I thought they were fake for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I thought there was a lace front, a sew-in, something.
Like,
how are your shits that fresh every time?
Every time, bro.
It's ridiculous.
Jim Jones got that fucking Tyler Perry wig on.
Yes!
Yeah, that should be looking terrible.
He got the Shamar Moore.
Exactly.
Bro, them shits look like fish sticks on a nigga's hand, bro.
They look like apple sticks from the Chinos, bro. Holy shit.
He's like, yo, what kind of braids you want? Yo, I want the crab sticks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Oh shit. That's crazy. Yo, so that's what makes me feel like he's really guilty of this shit, bro. Because you're talking about Don Omar, like,
just everybody who came into the radio station, he finessed, bro. Like, YG's gonna pop up next? Like, hey, cuz. Oh, actually, no, that's wrong. Yeah. He wouldn't say cuz.
Yeah. Hey, blood, so what happened to that? What happened to that little investment I made? What happened to that little hey, on Pabu, you better make that shit appear.
So is Don Omar the guy who lost 5 mil?
Damn.
No, that's so wild.
Oh, my God.
Miami-based musician. It could be.
Yo. It honestly really could be. No, no. You know who?
He scared Pitbull?
Nah, yeah, I was going to say. You know who else it could have been? Mr. 305.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
No, he would never. Pitbull would never.
He's too smart.
I mean. I mean.
Damn, that was a reach.
Trust goes a long way, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if,
right.
Like
yeah.
If you really, you know what I mean? Like, if you really fuck with somebody,
yeah,
and they go, yo, trust me, bro. Like, I got this play. Like, trust me.
Yeah.
And you really fuck with somebody, you might do some stupid
tell you
ass
some
shit.
Bullshit.
You know what I mean?
Yo, if the sound was like, yo, put your dick on the table right now, hit the top of it with a hammer, it'll make everything sound better. I'd be like, I don't know, bro. I don't know.
But he does know stuff that I don't.
Yeah.
But he do. I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if smashing my dick on the table with this hammer is going to make this shit sound good, then goddamn it.
And then you hit the Tom and Jerry scream like,
yeah.
He's like, you see how good that sound?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm playing back for you.
Nigga hit the yowza.
Yeah.
Let's both just roast me like, oh, you ain't no girth master, nigga. Forgot it.
Definitely not. Oh, by the way, yeah. Pretty cool information you showed me that day.
Holy fucking shit.
Yo, that's crazy. So then they asked Charlamagne what they was thinking about this whole shit, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yo, he said the Breakfast Club is bigger than any individual. It's like, bro, what are they thinking? What are you, like, are you talking to an army regiment?
Yeah, like, I was going to say, like, yeah, what are you, the Empire? Like, what the fuck? Are you Darth Vader? Like, what are you talking about right now?
You're talking like Braveheart.
Yeah.
You know, it's a morning show, my guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like you at youth football. Like, what are we going to do?
Dan Cabal, yo!
We're going to put this Rico in a pack!
Dan Cabal, baby! Yeah. I'm sorry. He cried. I don't know why I made you cry. I'm sorry. He spit my face, coach. I've never felt like the Breakfast Club was just a show about three individuals. That's always what my mind was, and you kind of see that. Like, if you plan to have longevity, you hope that eventually things got to change. I feel like regardless of what Envy's situation is, that nigga's cooked.
End quote.
Yeah, end quote.
End quote, allegedly.
Yo.
Fam.
Yeah, nah. If one of y'all motherfuckers did that shit, it's deuces for y'all.
Yo.
I don't know. What the fuck Charlamagne talking about?
Yeah. Yo, it's crazy, bro.
He over there just trying to make the best of the bullshit.
Yo, listen, bro. He's been through this shit for a long time, bro. He doesn't have spin.
Envy hasn't spoken about it. Just the day after, because I always got to address the elephant in the room. Motherfucker, pay the elephant in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Yo,
get the elephant full of money, nigga. Cut that shit open, you liar.
Yo, sell that fucking, sell that stupid ass throne, matter of fact.
Yeah. Right. What the fuck
how
is that
you
about?
Sell that stupid ass chair.
Sitting in the golden throne, talk about I ain't still nothing.
Yeah,
doesn't
yeah,
send the
exactly.
message you think it does.
Yeah, he's king of the scammers. Yeah. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the overall arching theme of the episode is motherfuckers is lying, bro. Like everybody in court, the motherfuckers is lying in court, lying in Rico's, lying in civil Rico's, but nobody lying harder than my man's Alex
De La Mio
Personal.
Oh my God.
Because sorry, as Dominicans, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, you know, nah, we'll do anything for that visa, bro. We'll do anything for that visa. The only thing stronger than love is a visa.
Yep, bro.
Big shout
scamming
out to
in
fucking,
DR,
oh
bro.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so fucking bad.
Speak on it, Liz, please.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you ever go to the Dominican Republic and a man just happens to catch your eye and you fall in love, you will suffer for the next 14 years of your fucking life.
Yeah.
This is a guaranteed fact. I've studied this.
Yo, so this TikTok popped up and it's Kiki. Kiki said, yo,
went on a girl's trip to DR and stayed at all-inclusive resort for my birthday.
How the fuck do you do that?
This one lifeguard was so cute. His name was Alex.
Go Alex with his shirt off.
He kept telling me how beautiful I was and was so sweet putting on my goggles. It was love at first sight.
Yo, hey, hold on.
Then she got him stored in the WhatsApp, because you know it's WhatsApp.
Oh,
you know
it's WhatsApp.
She got him stored in the WhatsApp as
in 05, it would have been high five.
Oh, you already know.
Mi gente.
She got him stored as Mi Rey Alex.
Oh,
and
boy.
And here comes Mi Rey Alex with the barrage of text, y'all. My everything. You two for me, baby. I love you so much, baby mine. Baby, never, I don't want to lose you. Never, mommy. I can't life without you, my queen. Yes, baby, will be amazing. My love, I love when you cry with happiness because yo te doy ese huevazo, coño. Te de fondo se está esa creta, coño. Tú sabes lo que yo... Yo, Alex is hitting the bottom of that pussy, and he got Sue Beth in love, bro.
Porque yo le doy hasta abajo, hasta abajo, hasta abajo, hasta abajo, hasta abajo,
bro.
He said, dale, cuchu, bla, 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 cuchu, bla, 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 cuchu, bla, 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 cuchu, bla, bla, bla.
Oh, my God.
Dominican men are so fucking notorious for this shit. Ask any one of the Dominican bitches that you know. If you ever went to DR, whether you was a child, a fucking teenager, an adult,
yo,
and a Dominican man from that island did not serenade you with No Te Vayas.
No,
no te vayas.
No,
you did not live a Dominican life, bro.
Holy shit.
They all dedicate that song to you. By the way, this song is about a dude killing himself because you're about to leave him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's specifically about you getting on a flight. It's not you leaving him because you're leaving. No, it's because you're getting on a flight going back to the States.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, I used to, like, I never put that shit together, bro. Like, why all those songs were so, like, sad and shit. And it's like, bro, there was a whole dictator.
Bro,
I forgot about
there was
that.
A whole dictator.
Like, I be forgetting that, like, that a lot of that shit was coming out at that time.
Bro, and I love how, like, a large majority of them joints is like, yo, I'm a drunk boo. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's every song.
Literally, every bachata is, yo, I ain't shit, but come on,
but
sis,
come
please.
On, boy,
bro,
please.
That's every Teodoro Reyes song in the world. Also, speaking of fucking bachata legend Teodoro Reyes, I just want to mention this right quick, bro. This is how you know these motherfuckers is not, like, they really about this sad boy shit. I think Dominicans, this is my hot take, Dominicans in the 60s, in the late 60s, were the original emo kids,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
The
Oof.
Original emo kids.
Morrissey who?
Bro, he dropped a single, and the cover of it looks like a fucking 21 Savage mixtape.
No, it's just bad blood on the floor.
No, look, bro. Okay, look this up, audience. Teodoro. Like, not Theodore, Teodoro, Teodoro uh-huh. Reyes. And the single is called El Cuchillo. Tell
oh
me that's
God.
Not the hardest, the hardest album art you've ever seen in your life.
That
bro.
Translates to the knife.
That translates knife. To the knife. And like, look at this shit, Liz. What
oh,
the
shit.
Fuck? That shit go crazy. It is a knife. It's a rose with a knife through it. And the fucking finger of the creation of Adam reaching
shit.
Up to the knife. Yo, I'm telling y'all, bro, hardest album art of 2023, bro. Nobody does this sad boy shit like Dominicans.
OG
man.
Shit,
I'm
bro.
Telling you.
Like I said, Morrissey came through DR, got the sauce, yeah. And everybody over Teodoro and all them was like, este lambón, Morrissey, que lo que quiere te diga.
Yeah, yeah.
But yo,
there's an update.
Oh, shit. Kiki Barbaricious.
Wait, there's an update on the... No.
Oh,
no.
Yo,
I want y'all to see Liz Bell's face right now, bro. She just turned away like somebody
oh,
broke
my
their
God.
Leg.
Okay, so wait.
This is catastrophic, bro.
For clear and concise understanding, the WhatsApp Dominican debacle now has an update. From how long ago is the original post?
One day.
Oh, my God.
My man got the papers in 24 hours.
Oh, my fucking Lord.
Legend.
Yo. No, he was really dándole atabajo, 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 atabajo.
Oh, my God.
Yo hago lo que sea por una vista, 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 vista.
I'm surprised they haven't made a fucking dembow about that shit.
Mangue mi visa.
She should have realized something was up when he gave her the pre-bought wedding dress.
Oh, come on, dog.
Oh, boy.
He just been saving up, waiting for a bitch.
And look at your homegirls lying in the comments. Girl, you look exactly like Katherine Heigl.
No, you don't.
I really want him to be a good one because he looks so happy and classic.
Oh, my God.
Wait, oh, my God. The algorithm brought me back.
Yeah.
Girl, I'm praying he's not a Sankey Panky, but this is genuine as a Latina. I'm telling you, you seem so sweet. I'm praying.
338 likes on that comment. Love it.
Yo, there's a whole army of Liz Bells in there trying to warn her.
Yeah. You're going to see Liz Bell herself, and the comment is only going to read, "You stupid bitch."
And I'm talking about him. Yeah. Listen, I done seen 100 of these type of men. He got the face. Look, you see the shirt? You see the way the shirt cuffing to his shoulder?
Yo, he said
he's a fucking scam artist. No,
he's got determination in his eyes. Vic, can you scroll up to see the post so that people, like, if they want to look it up, they can see. Like, scroll up in the comments. It should be, like, at the top or something. But, yeah. So, yeah. So, if anyone wants to see the update on TikTok, it is
Kiki
Kirbaceous. Like, K-I-K-I. And then K-I-R-B-A-C-I-O-U-S.
Oh, yeah.
And the hashtags on this post are insane. FYP, travel, hubby, wifey, wedding details. Goddamn, bro.
They also tag Taylor Tool and at Reformation. Shout out to y'all for taking part in this scam.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I believe Radishowski's like, what I got to do with this?
Yeah.
Yo, Reformation is fucking DJ Envy's like wedding planning company.
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Gluttony. And if you trying to get married, you know, if you fell in love overseas, you know what I'm saying? And you just want to tie the knot and you want to make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Come on
over here. Reach out. You know what I'm saying? I'm an ordained minister and I can marry the two of y'all so y'all can live happily ever after.
Like
and,
me.
Yeah, like
actually,
me.
Not like me, because you know I did some things, but you know, aside from that, yo, look at this man's face.
I can't.
Nah, I know you can't say it, Liz, but you know what?
He's just seeing metro cards in her eyes, bro.
Now the determination in his eyes is scary.
Bro,
it's scary. Know? Like that man was on a mission and he succeeded.
He won.
Yes,
yo, that's him. He's doing the Tiger. Yo, he's doing the Tiger Woods fist pump in his head right
he
now.
He fucking
like,
won, dude. Yeah,
you know this shit.
I go to America. Sin yeah. problema.
Oh my God, yo.
I tell you what. That's going to be the best 3 months of her life. She going to be over the fucking moon. Because that's one thing. Dominican men know how to treat you. For until he meet his second family, he's going to love on you crazy.
Yeah. I always say, yo, until he discovers a Metro card.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Once he touched down bro, let me tell you a story. I know somebody who went to DR, got married on some I love you shit. Oh boy, touchdown, already had a ride at the airport.
Never
saw him again.
He says,
not once, not ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
He disappeared into the recesses of Flushing, Queens.
Yo, facts.
Bro, he found his Desi Queen and was like,
he's working at a T-Mobile somewhere right now.
He in Flushing with Himanshu as we speak right now.
Yo, oh my like, God. He's like, I like Himanshu, I love you, Kosing.
Yeah.
Priyanka, I like her.
Oh my God, yo.
I think she's very beautiful.
Yo, shout out to Heems. He would a Dominican girl named Yocasta right now.
Right now.
At this very moment. Oh, my Lord.
She's like, come here. He's like, come here. Tu estás loca.
I bet you she paid for the food.
Yo, thanks.
I bet you she
already tired of her. Look at him.
Yo, hold on. Vic, how many fucking photos are in this goddamn post?
I'm telling you, listen. This is a two-way deal. He's like, yeah, go on, get the lengua, que yo le doy su lenguetazo, coño. Tengo la lengua más larga que una sábana.
Tengo la lengua más larga que una sábana.
I mean, just fucking a Dembo Cero shit. He just came up. He's like, this is how I'm going to perform at United Palace. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to marry fucking fake Katherine Heigl.
Yo.
Damn, bro.
He gonna drop his breakout single and perform that shit at Lowe's Theater on 188 from the concourse, bro.
Damn, let me tell you what this man is going to do to this woman, B, and it's sad because you said it already. He's going to have her in Looney Tunes pajamas somewhere where she doesn't belong. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be like on 163rd and Marion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or some shit. Like some, and just fucking miserable. Oh, she's going to be like, I love him though. I love him. Because he's eating the pussy real good. You
she's
going to
be at Marilyn Buffet.
You know what I'm saying?
She's going to be at Marilyn Buffet.
Yo.
Mucho camarón. Mucho camarón.
I have a test for Kiki. What was it? Kiki Kirbaceous?
Yeah.
Tell that man you want to live in DR with him.
Ooh.
Tell him you want to stay there with him and build a life and a family.
Do it.
Do it. Let's see what the fuck he do.
Ooh. Yeah. Yo, let's take a commercial break, pay some bills. You know what I'm saying? We'd be right the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? Because I just took a Viagra.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. And retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Yo, we back, you know what I'm saying? You're welcome for those ads. I don't even know what they was, man, but yo, cop all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Yo, join this fucking Jesus, the side of Latter-day Saints, whatever the fuck. Yeah, do your thing. But yo, listen, man, Kiki's in love. We all know that, you know what I'm saying? Because dick is a very powerful drug. Horniness is a powerful drug. It's more powerful than fentanyl, which...
Then you know, what?
The fentanyl. What did I say? Fentanyl?
You said it's more powerful than Tom Felton or some shit.
Tom Felton?
It's more powerful than Draco Malfoy.
Yo, what was that?
Draco Malfoy.
Yo.
Oh, my God. It's more powerful than Fenty.
Yeah.
Beauty. But speaking of horny niggas, man, we've been talking about this for like, you know, on and off, you know what I'm saying, here and there. Stephen A. Smith is going, he's doing a lot, bro. Liz's Locker Room, shout out to Liz's Locker Room, follow you on Twitter. She asked Stephen A., she said, why are you so freaky? And Stephen A. proceeded to give the freakiest answer possible without saying anything freaky. He was just... He turned into like the fucking...
He sounded like fucking...
Quiet the Storm.
He sounded like the bad guy from Die Hard. Just like... he was like, and how do you know I'm freaky? How could you possibly know that?
The freakiest shit, he ended it with...
You don't know what I'm capable of.
What the fuck kind of old man suits your shit?
That sounds like a threat, bro.
Yo, capable of, bro.
Like, yeah, what do you mean by that, Steven?
Yo, come on, B. Like, what the fuck?
If we did this, right? What if we fucking took mics away, bro? these old ass, freaky ass bastards who don't know what the fuck to talk about.
Hey, Bailey. Bailey, get your mans, bro. Yeah. Shout out Bailey. Bailey Carlin used to work at Barstool. He managed me at Sports Talk. Yo, Bailey. And now he runs socials for Steven. Bailey, get your mans, bro.
Get your boy, dog.
He's
Bailey,
out of control.
And I know you're the one okaying this. Yeah. You're the you one greenlighting this, Bailey.
Bailey might be a freaky ass nigga, too.
Bailey's, yo, you know
that's
what's crazy?
What it really is.
You know what's crazy? Bailey got a mustache only. Freaky.
Yo, you're a freak.
Fucking freaky, yeah, you're bro.
Freakazoid yeah. ass yeah. Bailey.
You either a freak or you play for the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or both.
Hey, Bailey, get your mans, bro. Come on. Yo. You're making us look crazy out here, bro.
And then the lighting don't make it no better.
It's like, it's yeah.
He sounds like he's sending a terroristic threat to the world, bro. Yeah. It's fucked up.
He got deep blue sea lighting behind him and shit. Oh my God.
Yo, this man is feloniously horny, man. This is crazy. That low voice shit is, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like we talked about that shit, like, about dudes talking
yeah,
in Spanish.
We did.
And, like, with the low voice, I feel like motherfuckers think they're doing something when they do that. I'm like, you're not. I'm like, this is how I talk to my kids when we in the store. I'm like, listen, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, put that shit down.
Yeah, and like, you're not doing nothing, like, you're not doing it like when PY was here, remember? Like, yo, you're not doing nothing when you talk like this, and then in the bedroom, you sound like Angel Dior and shit. You know what I'm saying? We in the bedroom, like, you know what I'm saying? It's all swagged up. Like, yeah, ma, what's up? You mean I'll take care. You yeah. already know what it is. And then in the bedroom, you go,
Rocky Tanky,
in the bedroom. Yeah. Jesus Christ, man.
Yo, horny bastards. Yo, listen, let's take mics away from people, as Liz suggests. You know what I'm saying? It's a very smart idea. Also, let's take lives away from people, bro. Henry Kissinger's dead, bro.
Oh.
Yeah, make sure no Henry Kissinger's dead. Motherfuckers died.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Kissinger pack watch. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Yo. Fam, yo, Henry Kissinger's dead, bro. He's old as fuck.
I love
he
how
he died
like,
at 100, though.
Yeah, yeah he yeah, waited. Yeah. He waited. He's like, yo, I'm gonna get to 100, and then I'm gonna kick it. And
bro,
I'm gonna do evil for 100 years.
I'm gonna do evil. Fresh out the womb, bro. Damn,
straight out,
yo.
I mean, it was in the manger, like thinking about plotting about evil.
Bro, I have this like, it's tinfoil hat rainy time. I have this conspiracy theory that like there has to be something on the other side. There has to be. We don't just die and turn off like a light. It's right. impossible. And my proof of this is how terrified rich old people are of dying.
Oh yeah.
Like bro, what's the name? Rockefeller or not Rockefeller. Fuck.
Red,
dude that got like 9 heart
yeah,
transplants.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes. Didn't he die already?
He did. He did die. Oh. But like yeah. bro, I'm sorry. I simply wouldn't want to live at like, you seen the last picture of him?
Yeah. Like, he looked like after you nut and you're like, oh, yo, chill, 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 chill.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked like that. He was just gonna call like this.
Yeah, just perpetually. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that was Prince Philip.
And
that was Prince Philip who looked like that.
Man.
But I'm talking about, it was a rock, something like Rockefeller or Roosevelt. Like he died at like 110 mm-hmm. or 101 or something.
Yo.
He had like 9 heart transplants.
And, and this motherfucker too, fucking the Viacom motherfucker, Redstone. Like, bro, this motherfucker was having menages at like 105. I'm like, this is crazy.
How you still horny, bro, at that age?
Yo, I'm just, bro, if I'm 105 and my eyelids don't work, yo, just fucking kill me, nigga.
Put me down,
like,
bro.
Put me down like a fucking shih tzu, bro. Like, just get me out of here,
so David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller had 9 heart transplants.
Get the
and
fuck
his
out
sixth,
of here, bro.
His 6th heart transplant was at the age of 99.
Nah, man.
So.
Nah. I'm hit you with the Marcus Camby gift. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Fuck, you gotta go, nigga.
So my conspiracy is
God
that...
God don't want you here.
Yeah, yeah. My conspiracy is that there is enough money in the world to find out what's on the other side. There is enough money. There is enough. David Rockefeller had
that
money.
He's just like, no, I don't want that. I want
he
that.
Saw what was waiting for him on the other side, and he goes, I gotta stay topside for as long as possible, bro.
Dog,
that's my conspiracy.
Look
theory.
At your man. He looked like Girth Mathers' foreskin, bro.
Oh my.
This shit is crazy, bro.
Yo.
How you look? Yo.
Yo, he looked like the outside of a pineapple. It's insane, bro. Bro.
Yo. You should look up David Rockefeller off the strength of that joke alone.
God.
Please, that was a banger.
Bro, the black and white picture, he looked like he's 78 years old.
Yeah.
He's like, this is me when I graduated with my PhD in slaveology.
Yeah.
In slaveology?
That's crazy.
In 1776.
Holy fuck.
I fought George Washington on Fordham Road. Oh my
God. That is crazy.
I watched this shit.
This dude could get 9 fucking heart transplants, bro.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that feels like super unethical.
Like, that's crazy.
After 3, it's like, I feel like, bro, listen, I don't want to sound insensitive, but I feel like,
fuck him.
This motherfucker. I'm like, bro, fuck this nigga. You rich, bro. If you, yo, after heart number 3, if I'm a doctor, I'm like, yo, fuck that nigga. Put a dog heart in that nigga shit, bro.
See if that works.
Get a chicken. Yeah, put a fucking yo, nigga. I'm going go in the garbage, God nigga. Damn. You're going to garbage, nigga. Find some shit, bro.
Go in the
garbage. Put a fucking, put some fucking.
Yo, build one out of Legos and throw that shit
throw
in there,
shit,
yo.
Put that motherfucker, yeah. Yo, there's a Lego store across the street. Nigga, go get that.
Yeah.
Oh no, this is God. Fucked up, bro. It's some crazy. People can't get one.
One?
Yeah. People be waiting their whole life. This motherfucker got 9.
Like, I've seen John Q, bro. I know what motherfuckers go through. Yo.
Like, shout out to John Q. Oh, my Q. God. It's one of my favorite movies.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, Denzel couldn't get a fucking lung for his kid. This thing could get 9 hearts? The fuck out of here.
You know what? Let me actually look this shit up. like, how many heart transplants
did
David
it's 9,
Rockefeller have?
But it was too fucking much.
There's too many, right?
Hold on. David Rockefeller once said after his 6th heart transplant,
God damn!
Every time I get a new heart, it's like the breath of life is swept across me. I feel re-energized and alive.
Yo, nah.
You are 99.
Nah, you're taking another what person's if, body part, bro.
What if he didn't need the hearts? He just liked the thrill of like, yeah.
And
like,
that sounds like, that's some real rich nigga shit.
Yeah.
He's just like, yo, yeah, nah, that surgery. Yo, them drugs be hitting.
Crazy, bro.
He's like, yo, I just like to be anesthesiaized.
Nah, that motherfucker is in the basement of hell right now as we speak.
Yo, what? He's really in the OR just for the attention.
Bro, heart transplants might be the most expensive kink on the planet. We talking about,
talking about horny,
bro?
Oh, word?
Imagine you develop a surgery kink, bro.
Yo,
what the fuck?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what type of income you gotta have?
Yo, dog.
To fund?
Like, you just at the hospital for special surgery beating your meat? Like, yeah. Ooh, yo. Yeah.
Oh, shit. No anesthesia.
Keep me awake. Keep me awake. Keep me awake.
Keep me awake, yo. Oh, yo, that's my ACL. Tear it again. Oh, I'm coming. Ah. Yo.
This is the face of gratitude you get once you complete that heart transplant.
Oh, he's like, thank you for your heart. Yeah. Person who died tragically?
Holy shit, bro.
Yo.
So what's more criminally horny? A heart transplant kink or walking around with your beef out at Disney World, bro? Which is an institution built specifically for children,
fam. They give you a poncho when you get there. Like, yo, please.
That is crazy,
is it really
man?
Shrieking if you're naked except for the shades you have on? For the J-Lo shades.
He's not fully naked.
Yeah. I would be offended with the thumbs down. Like, if I was him?
Yo, he's like, yo, what?
What the fuck do you mean by that?
He's like, hey, not everybody can be Girthmaster, all right, guys?
Yeah. For the uninitiated, we're looking at a picture of a streaker at Disney World. And, you know, for the purposes of it not being... censored on Twitter, they put a thumbs down emoji over my boy's situation, you know?
Yeah, he's fucking ripped, though.
Yeah.
He had a small cock, I can tell.
Yeah, there's no shadow.
Yeah,
there's no shadow.
If you can hold your dick with one hand, you got a small dick, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro,
just here to tell you, baby.
That's Jack Harlow. Like, that's, I don't know.
It does look like it.
Like, that is literally Jack Harlow.
It's Jack off Harlow.
Yeah, Jack off.
Wait, but he was doing that? Or he was just walking around?
Yo, that's the shit. Like, it's like... Shorty just posted this with no context. She said, I am on Small World. There's a stranger. I cannot believe this is
streaker.
Happening.
A streaker.
A streaker. I cannot believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Like, yo. But, hey, it's Florida, baby. It's Orlando. A lot of people forget.
Oh, yeah.
My question is Orlando, Florida.
How long was that? Like, I have so many questions. Like, did he, like, is he even horny? Is he tweaking out on some shit? Like, did he, what ride did he take his clothes off on?
Did the Woody costume get too hot and needed a break? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The Haunted Mansion? Like, that? Like he's seen the fucking, what's her name? Not Regina King, the other one.
Regina Hall?
Yes. He's seen Regina Hall. You know what I mean? He's seen Eddie Murphy and Regina Hall looking type of eye. And that
he's like, yo, you know what? Shit. Like, yo, ain't nobody looking for me.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't get some money right here.
Bro, that's the worst place to do drugs. If he is tripping balls.
Disney
the
World,
worst
right?
place to do drugs.
I'm like, yo, if you're gonna trip out, bro, like go to a park. This is my suggestion. As somebody that's done psychedelics mad times, go to somewhere natural, B. You know what I'm saying? Go to like a park. Stay in your crib. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here's my tips for psychedelics. If you're gonna take acid, shrooms, whatever, do it in a situation where you're like, yo, I am totally safe here. Nothing around here is gonna freak me out. You know what I'm saying? Nothing around here is gonna fuck me up.
Yeah.
Cause yo, the worst situation to be in is like a situation like that where you take some shit and then you get to Disney World and the shit ain't hit yet, but then you get on Splash Mountain and you're like, ah!
Oh my God.
I'm gonna drown! And then you take the picture, you're the only one screaming. Everybody else is like, yeah! You're like, nah! Like terrified for your life. Man.
By the way, I don't know why I said Regina Hall. It was not Regina Hall in the original Haunted Mansion.
I just started throwing Regina's
out there. It's not even close. It was Marsha Thomason. Okay. That played Eddie Murphy's wife in that film.
Shout out to Marsha,
bro, because I ain't never seen her in anything else. So,
let's see her face.
Shout out to Marsha. Yeah.
We can remember her for something else.
She was in.
I can remember her.
She's from that thing. She has one of those faces. She's from
that
thing.
Yes, exactly.
She was in.
I think she might have been in The Walking Dead, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, that shit. And she was like in a USA show.
Bro,
she was a working actor.
Bro, she was in The Haunted Mansion and Black Knight.
What?
With Martin Lawrence.
Right. Yeah.
To me, honestly, that is the worst movie I have ever seen.
Yeah.
It was just so bad.
That is crazy for you to say,
Victor.
Your jump
shot's like that.
Yeah. I dead ass loved Black Knight, man.
Yo.
Shout out to Marsha.
Yo, shout out to Marsha. Yo, yeah, nah, because now I'm like, yo, I know you from mad shit. Yeah. I just don't remember what.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
I also could just be confusing you with one of my cousins because you look Dominican
look
as fuck.
Dominican as hell. No, but that's not Marsha. That's Marsha Ladies right there.
That third picture right there in the second row, that's Marsha Lady.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, prima, mandame una ropa.
Yeah, that's not Marsha.
Prima, yo te vi con tu Hollister. Tu tienes Hollister.
Yeah.
Mira, tú sabes que aquí no hay Aeropostel, ¿por qué tú no me traes esto? Tú sabes que aquí no hay H&M, coño.
You know
there ain't no Aeropostel over here.
She said ain't no H&M, nigga.
Yeah.
Not saying grato.
But that's what I'm saying. He's seen the hologram of Shorty on the Haunted Mansion ride.
And it was like, yo, it's time to get money.
Off a bean.
What you say?
Speaking of freaky ass niggas, I was scrolling down my Twitter timeline the other day, right? And I came across this random tweet. I'm going to read it real quick. What happened to Victor from the Bodega Boys pod? I'm listening to the final episode again, and he is talking about finding toilet paper in the booty hole while eating ass. I wonder how he's doing. So, Victor... Yeah.
God,
how are you doing?
I'm great and I'm still here.
That's a fucking Victor.
I'm still standing.
Being that Victor got me to being this Victor.
Yo.
To be home, then you gotta be home.
The last episode. Was that the last episode? I don't even remember. Listen, I say a lot of things, okay?
Oh my fucking God. Bro,
that shit caught me so off guard. I was like, Victor said what? Yeah. It can't be the same Victor.
He's a socio, boy.
It wasn't just me on the mic. You know what I mean? It's not like I hijacked the conversation and fell into that, okay? I had some bad influences.
God
oh,
damn.
Man.
How we've all avoided meningitis, I'll never know.
Yo, fam, what? I heard motherfuckers getting that shit from like playing in the toilet. And I was like, you play in the toilet? I was like, how does that work?
Like what? Yeah.
Like play with like fucking aqua toys.
Get it. Yeah.
In the toilet.
Oh.
I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's how you got meningitis.
Well, that's crazy.
I don't know about that one. I don't know about all that, chief. Holy shit.
Yo, let's go to commercial break. And when we come back, you know what I'm saying? My esteemed calls are going to dip into the bag.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Yo, yo, we back, you motherfucking cowards. Yo, listen, thank you for tuning in. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Randy will do custom content for you for the low.
Oh, boy.
All you have to do is use discount code.
Victory, use discount code VL2023 for a custom video on my OF.
Yeah. Yo, so Bear Surprise asks, hey, Victory Light team, first of all, let's get it. Convictions in the DJ Envy case.
Jesus.
I've been fucking a girlfriend lately, and she's admitted I've been hitting it good. She lives far from me, so I don't want to date her, but we have chemistry. Should I try? Wow.
You answer too late, okay, and now he's married to Shorty in Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, but today, like, thing, first of all, God. Let's get it.
Yeah. Liz, what would you suggest this young man do?
I mean, they already fucking. Mm-hmm. She like it, but she's far. A little gas money. I mean, you having a good time? Go on.
Yeah.
Dive head fucking first.
Do your thing, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, that's what I feel like. I'm like, bro, like, you know, if but she's telling you to think it's good, I mean, how often? Look, okay, so I know that sometimes women will lie to a man and be like, yo, the dick is good, when it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would you say is the percentage of that? Like, and is this in play? With the little information we have here, is that in play?
Yeah, like, is she protecting his feelings? What do you think, Liz?
She said she's admitted I've been hitting it good. She's lying. She's lying. I'm sorry, Bear. Surprise. I love you.
Yeah, that's not. I don't. I feel like maybe his choice of words wasn't great because, like, admitted sounds like a crime.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it sounds like he's like, is my dick good,
don't
bitch?
Your bitch?
Is my
don't
dick good?
Tell me the drink.
You better fucking tell me right now if my dick is good, bitch.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
No, it's great. It's great. Yeah, yeah, you're hitting it so good, baby. You're hitting it so good.
I'm in the bottom?
No, yeah.
Could you pop my bottom? Huh?
Yeah. So admitted was probably not, you know, the best choice of words. But
yeah.
I mean, okay, I guess to answer this question with some fucking sincerity, because we don't take shit serious on here. Me personally, I would say no. Don't try it. Just for the simple fact that, like, I think labels come with pressure. And you said she lives far from me, so I don't want to date her. There's your answer. You've already made up your mind. you said it right in the... You answered your own question in the question.
Mm-hmm.
You said, I don't want to date her. Don't waste her time. Don't waste yours. So, no.
Yeah. I'm similarly on board, you know what I'm saying? But I'm with Lizbelle also on, like, yo, go for it. But go for it and let Shorty know, like, yo, listen, you live far away, so I'm going to come every once in a while, drop some dick off if you enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is going to be the arrangement. If you cool with that. If you're not cool with that, then, you know what I'm saying? Go find some other dick to lie to.
Yeah, and I also don't think people have enough explicit conversations like this. Like, I think just say this to Shorty. Like, just be like, hey, listen, you live dumb far. I'm not trying to commit because you live dumb far. But, you know, whenever you got time, like Metal said, then I could come through. You know what I'm saying? I could hit the bottom.
Yeah,
and then we could get married in DR.
You know? Everybody wins. I get my pizza.
Get married in DR don't count, bro.
Yeah, facts. Yo, I'm here to tell you right now, as a 40-year-old married man, the people that in your friend circle that are like, yo, come to my destination wedding, they don't really want you to come.
Yeah.
They just trying to save themselves some money because they don't want to rent the hall and spend five bands and pay DJ
Adorney.
That's
wonderful because guess what? I don't want to fucking go.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I hate being a part of weddings. That shit, it feels like a job.
Yeah. No,
they got a set schedule. You got to have your hair a certain kind of way.
Yeah.
You got to fucking call out music. It's a whole theme, bro. Fuck weddings and fuck love.
Yo. Riz, thank you so much. Oh my God. It's because I feel like an asshole when I say that type of shit. Like, I'll tell my best friends in the whole world, bro. I'm like, hey, listen, I know y'all been together like 6 years and I know y'all thinking about it. Do not invite me. Do not invite me. Listen, you are not worth the childcare. You are not worth taking the time off of work. You are not, like, no one in my life is that important. Yo, no one.
Yo, get on an international flight to go watch me get married barefoot in a linen suit.
Yeah, yeah. To watch me get married barefoot in fucking Punta Cana, bro. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good, bro. Like, no.
And you got the only good suite, nigga. I got the junior suite, bro.
Bro.
They got me in here with four motherfuckers, B.
Bro, in like 20 years, I might go to my own son's wedding.
Maybe.
If he acts right
and asks nicely, I might go to that motherfucker. I'm going to see what's going on in 2036.
Because we all consume media, watch movies and shit like that. Every single fucking big movie that's like centered around a wedding, every single time somebody's dad or uncle or mom or titi is like, oh, that's the rich auntie or whatever. We're going to get married at their house.
Yeah.
I bought the house I bought right now, so I wouldn't have to go to a wedding. I was like, nigga, you get married in my backyard. Stop playing.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, bro. Now I don't care if the sprinkles go off.
I didn't get this fucking koi pond for nothing.
You know what I mean? I'm throwing you in the pond after, bro. That's how we gonna celebrate, fucking bozo.
So yeah, don't try it. Bear surprise. Don't.
Please don't.
Or just have that combo with her and see where it goes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, be honest and tell her, listen, we're not gonna be in a whole relationship. We could do this. If not, then that's fine.
You know what I'm saying?
Do we want an update?
He also said it was a friend.
Oh yeah, we definitely want an update.
I would love an update.
She was good. Shout out to Bear Surprise. Yeah,
you know what you have to do, Bear Surprise.
Yeah, come on, Bear Surprise. Yeah. Update us, man. With video.
With the sound on. I'm Stephen A.
You know, because
make
sure
you
know what I'm saying.
Hey, make sure you send a video with the sound on.
And make sure to flash on too.
And make sure it's in slow mo.
You know what I mean? So when the shit is wet, it could be gleaming and glares in the camera. Yeah.
Make sure you stand in front of the window from the at golden hour.
You feel me? That's how you gotta do it. But first of all, you gotta be semi-erect.
Not fully erect. It's too much.
Yeah, I got to teach a class on that, bro, because dudes do not know how to send dick pics.
Oh, man.
Bro, yo.
Terrible.
I'm going to tell you right now, because I haven't sent a dick pic in over a decade, but I do still try to keep the romance alive and send a dick pic, you know what I'm saying, to wifey. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know why that's so fucking funny.
Bro, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I got four bro, children,
you
bro.
You made that sound like a union job. You made that sound like a thing that you clock in to do. Like, you got an alarm on your phone. Like, oh, shit. Time to send
Heather. Oh, shit. Yo, hold on.
All right, hold on, all right, guys.
All right, where's the shea butter oil? Yeah. But, yo, listen, man. If you're going to send a dick pic, bro, make sure that it's not unsolicited. First of all, rule number one is make sure that it is solicited.
Yeah.
Solicited. Consensual. It must be solicited dick pic. Yeah. She got to ask you, like, yo, let me, what you working with?
Yo, let me see that zip.
Let me see that zip, daddy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. It got to be like that. It can't be like, yo, y'all just talking nasty and you just blah here.
If her asking doesn't sound like an Azalea Banks song, don't send it.
Exactly.
It has to sound like that.
There
it has
you go.
To bang,
it has to be aggressive.
Yeah.
And it has to be a demand. It can't be like, yo, you think you could maybe show me a show me that dick.
Yeah. Now, you
know
bitch.
Now, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, that's step number one. If you got that out the way, great. We're halfway there. Now, what you got to do is actually get a boner, B. Like, because I don't understand motherfuckers that would just stand in front of a mirror and just take a picture of their dick and it's mad flaccid.
Bro, some shorties like the gummy, bro.
The gummy?
Yeah, man.
Word?
I don't know. They just, like, it's, because, like, they don't have one. So they're like interested by that shit, you know?
In different stages.
Yeah.
It's like watching a butterfly go into a cocoon shit.
Especially if you're a grower, not a shower, like me. Like right now, I'm on, like, bro, print where? Non-existent. Gray sweats, you're not getting shit from me. Like,
yo, that's crazy.
I have to have a semi for that to be even a thing.
Got you.
So, yeah, some shorties like the gummy because they like the difference and shit.
I'm on some, like, my shit be like, you know what I mean? Like, not semi a lot, but it's just, I'm a grower as well, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like also a shower, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I got the print will pop off. You know what I'm saying? I took a picture in Vice Studios.
Yeah,
and the comments was crazy. Yeah. I was like, I had to delete like 90% of them shits because I was like, bro, I'm sorry, married man. But I'm like, I'd be wondering too, like what girls, like, you know what I'm saying? What women feel like? Because like, yo, that's, I never even thought of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because to me, like a flaccid dick is just like a puddle of fucking hair and skin.
It just looks like a poor man who hasn't worked in a long time.
Like it looks like a sad wizard.
It looks like Bluto from Popeye.
But this is the thing. If you know how to fix it up, it's fine.
Yeah.
Some dudes would just be like, oh, shorty online. He's sitting on a fucking couch eating Cheetos, just whipped the shit out. You see the crumbs all over the
place. Crumbs on the dick, bro, ashy.
With the flash?
With the flash.
Disgusting.
Yo, if your dick is ashy, bro, that's like the most basic shit. Like, you would've gone outside with ashy legs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, in shorts, nigga. Why would you send a picture of an ashy-ass dick?
Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
I don't know how we got here.
And then they'll send it without even saying nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Some people need to be stoned.
Stoned to death. Like Henry Kissinger.
Yeah.
Yo. Oh, fuck my you, God. Motherfucker. Yeah. Victory Light, episode 8. Motherfucker!
You did.
You know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't, go fuck yourself.
Hey,
you know
wait. Hold on. Shout out to you going another whole episode. Not saying you're washed. Amazing.
He said it when I got here this morning, though. He ain't say it on me. He ain't say it live.
You son of a bitch. You got me again. Victory Light, bitch. And you know that it's Victory Light. And you know we're coming to the fight. Boom, 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 boom.
Victory Light.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to Leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See Leesa.com for more details.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.